Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Jay Leno talked about his rule of thumb for being funny again after a tragedy in light of the recent mass shootings that occurred this past weekend.
My rule was when times are serious, you do silly jokes. And when times are silly, you can do more serious jokes. A drunk pilot in the airport lounge, hilarious. A drunk pilot in the cockpit, boy, not funny at all. There's a sense of proportion to everything. About a month after 9/11, I remember saying to the audience, if you don't laugh at this next joke, that means the terrorists have won. So everybody kind of smiled a little bit. And then it was a silly joke, a dog joke or something. And it just sort of broke the ice, and you just need to sort of ease back into it.
Bachelorette contestant Tyler Cameron, a.k.a. Tyler C., was spotted leaving Gigi Hadid's New York City apartment yesterday morning. Sources say Tyler and Gigi had a bowling date Monday night, and it was the second night in a row that Tyler stayed at Gigi's place. One source said he really likes Gigi, but it's just a fling for now. They are both gorgeous and single, and they've had fun spending time together. He's living in the moment and not thinking too much past that. Another said Gigi thinks Tyler is really cute and nice and liked that he was a good listener. They are both taking things slow, but have both made it clear they are interested in each other. It doesn't seem like Tyler and Hannah Brown from The Bachelorette will be boyfriend and girlfriend now. Plus, with Hannah living in LA and Tyler in New York, it won't amount to much, but they did agree to keep talking, well, for now. I mean, this story is just so crazy. Every day, I love it more and more. I almost feel like I'm dating an A-list celebrity because Tyler C is.
You're so close. It's really close.
I mean, he's just like literally an average guy, like a D-list celebrity at best. And now he's like basically on the A-list list within one night because he's hanging out with Gigi Hadid. It gives us all hope. It gives us all hope. Like, I could be with Justin Bieber one day.
Okay, now we're just getting too much into it. No, I don't know about that.
Speaking of the Hadids, The Weeknd and Bella Hadid have called it quits again. Sources say The Weeknd has been focused on his new album and hasn't been putting the time into their relationship. Bella and The Weeknd have broken up before and gotten back together a few times since they first met in 2015. It has been very hot and cold ever since then. Other reports say it's been rocky for them lately, and they actually haven't been together for months. 90210 star Tori Spelling had a super awkward moment while she was on the talk show Good Day New York.
Are you experiencing financial troubles? Are you able to, you know, pay your bills? Pay your bills? No, I mean, just...
Am I able to pay my bills?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. I am.
And this show will obviously give you some money in your pocket, right?
Well, let's use this on the show. Well, we're going to write this into the show, so thank
you. Okay, fine. Well, I hope you have another season. That would be great.
All right, let's talk about hubby.
So uncomfortable. So awkward. Honestly, I'm surprised by how well Tori Spelling kind of like composed herself.
That's one of those times where I could see, like, normally I'm like, celebrities should answer questions, but when you have something like that stupid, I think
like
it's a situation
weird.
Where it would have been kind of funny. She's like, just walks away, just walks off the stage,
and like,
leaves him high and dry.
It'd be different too if it was like maybe a comedian or something, but Tori Spelling, who like is constantly trying to act like she has this like incredible life when like honestly she doesn't have all of her stuff together, and that's okay. But it's like to just ask that, I mean, just so uncomfortable. Coming up in the next garbage an hour from now, Monica Lewinsky is working on a new project.